Are you totally deranged?
Sorry, I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck, donkey balls.
This is a BTS podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
My fellow ATS voters, I want to talk to you today about my stand on the issues facing our society. We have been bamboozled by politicians in our highest offices. Our country has run amok in this terrible conflict in the Middle East. Scandal! And illegal activities of our government have gone on long enough, my friends. It is high time for change! For our government to reform its wicked and evil ways and see the light that is true democracy. My worthy opponents in this race for this website's esteemed office know the challenges that face this great nation today. Each and every one of them are truly worthy of your vote this September. But I, What You Know, have the resources and know-how to get that job done. I will use the board invested in me to inform us all of the truth in government and the actions that this government takes. Our voice truly will be heard. Ask not what we can do for our country, but ask what we can do to save our country. We have nothing to fear by rejecting the false and misleading fears brought on by this administration. We have the power in each of us to ignite the torch of freedom once again in this country. The power to be the thousand points of light that will shine from our great nation to the world, beaconing that freedom to every corner of the globe and into every heart that is desperately wanting to see it. We cannot go quietly into the night and be lost by rhetoric. We can no longer stand idly and by and watch as our freedoms are stripped one by one from us. We must stand up and fight for our rights in this country. We must let our voices be heard, and let those that we give power to lead us know that we demand they change their ways. And let them know that in this great nation of ours, it is us, the citizenry, that truly holds the power. My fellow ATS voters, you now have the unique opportunity within your grasp to elect one of your own as this bold's president. You have the power to send a united wake-up call to those who wish to poison and destroy you, my brothers and sisters. You have the power to stand up and shout with a clear and loud voice that no longer will we take the lies and deception from our government. We will no longer fear those that seek to enslave us. We now will fight them with their own words and their own actions. We have the power here and now to cut the head off of the beast. In recent months, I have spoken many times how difficult and dangerous a period it is through which we now move. I would like to take this opportunity to say a word about the American spirit in this time of trial. True words spoken by a true gentleman, John F. Kennedy. Let us prove we think our country is great by striving to make it greater. The time is nigh upon us to enforce the freedoms given to us by our founding fathers. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We need not reject our government the way our founding fathers did. We need to rein in the powers given to them by them, and remember that this is a nation by the people and for the people. I say unto you now that the state of our nation is indeed troubled. It is not strong, for this nation is truly divided today. The tyranny of these evil men is apparent in the causes and actions prescribed to us without our consent. Shall we as the citizenry fear the new world order as it's given to us? I say no. We are the new world order. We are the united peoples of the earth. We are the one voice that will shout down those who will use their stations in life to control us and to extort us. I come to you today with a heavy heart, for I know that each and every one of us has seen the proof that 9/11 was not caused by Osama bin Laden, but by organizations within our own country. The truth is slowly being shown to the world, and those who are exposed to it are growing angrier by the day. Those in power have sought to label us tinfoil hat-wearing malcontents. So I say unto you, my fellow ATS voters, wear your tinfoil hat proudly, and shape it into a tri-corner tinfoil hat to show that we are united in our efforts to gain the truth from those who wish to hide it from us. I say it's time to clean the window that is supposed to allow for the transparency of our government. For far too long it has been painted black by those in power to shield themselves from allowing the people to view them in their actions. By painting the window of transparency in government black, the government has shown all citizens of this great nation its contempt for the will of the American people, and we shall no longer stand for it. If the horrific attacks on that day were indeed the work of Al-Qaeda, then they should bring Osama bin Laden to justice. But nay, they do not seek the beast anymore. They have given up on finding the head of this terrible organization that they themselves have christened with this crime. Why? Because in the world court, it would be nigh impossible to convict this man of a crime he is being scapegoated for. That day they try bin Laden would be the day that their lives would truly be exposed. I say unto you, my friends, today that this nation is headed towards a perilous state that back in the day we had strived to fight against. I hear your warnings loud and clear about the FEMA camps being set up around this nation to herd us into them like cattle awaiting slaughter. I say unto you, my fellow ATS voters, shine the light of truth and justice on these installations, and bring up these concentration camps for what they are, that they may be closed before they even have the chance to be opened. It is bad enough that our government is allowed to keep detainees on the shores of Cuba without charging them or releasing them under the guise that they are terrorists. I say it is a black eye on this nation that there are other facilities like the one in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, that exist all around the globe to hold the supposed enemies of our state without due process or just cause. It sickens me to my core that our government is striving to adopt the tactics used by the Nazi Party in their effort against global terrorism. By these actions, they themselves are far worse than the terrorists they seek to eliminate from the planet. The sad and pathetic message America has been sending to the world is to conform to our ways or die. We as Americans should not stand for this injustice. We as the people of the earth should not be bullied by the American government into believing the lies and corruption. We should not be swayed by their public relations dogs. We should not swallow the trap that they feed us today. My message is simple to you today, my fellow ATS voters. I am the clear choice to be your representative. I will be the one that talks loudly and carries a very large stick. Not only will I shout to the heavens the truth you have shown the world, I will make sure those in power know that we, the ATS community, is on to them at every step they take. We are everywhere. We are everyone they cannot stand. We are the free, the powerful, and the intelligent. This September, when you cast your ballot, make sure you cast it for me, what you know, as your ATS president. I will be the first president this board has seen, and I will make your voice heard clearly. This is a golden opportunity for us, the ATS community, to come together and elect one of their own as a representative to hold the lamp of truth high above the darkness and show the light of justice on the wrongs of society. A single voice, backed up by thousands of minds working together for a common cause, a common good, and a common goal. Nothing in this world is more powerful than the human spirit, and a united community cannot fall. I am currently seeking my running mate for this election. Anyone that is interested in, believes in this cause, should you to you me, and we together will work tirelessly for the people of the ATS website. I would like to thank you, the ATS voters, for listening to this podcast. And I ask you, please respond in kind to keep this podcast up high on the board so that others may have the opportunity to hear this message. And again, I thank you, my fellow ATS voters, and the three amigos. Good night.
This podcast has been a production of What You Know Net Radio, and is endorsed by What You Know. Developed for the campaign to elect What You Know as the Gay T.S. President of the United States.